Welcome, Neil.
Thanks so much. Pleasure to be here.
You've described your partnership with the ensemble Galilée as a new kind of concert, a new kind of theater, a new kind of show. What does that mean?
It means that we present things that are greater than the sum of their parts. We have a lot of parts. There are six fantastic musicians. There are fantastic images, photographs from the collection at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. These are some of the most iconic photographs. You will not recognize them if I describe them. You will see them and remember that you have seen them before. They are your image of the Great Depression. They are your image of the American Indians of the 18th century. They are your image of New York in the 1930s. These are some fantastic images. And then there's the text. Lily Knight, who's a wonderful actress, and I read poetry and stories and diaries, first-person stories that put you in the place of people who have played roles throughout our lives. You hear Abraham Lincoln reading the Gettysburg Address. You hear Frederick Douglass describing his escape from slavery. All of these wonderful textual things, along with the music, along with the images.
Neil, when you're not performing and you're not touring with Ensemble Galilée, you're very busy hosting Talk of the Nation.
I do have this day job, yes.
Do you see parallels between your call-in news show, where you're discussing the most pressing matters of our time, which right now would be economic difficulty? Do you see parallels between what you're doing on the show and then these performances with these Depression-era photos?
We are seeing parallels between what we went through in the 1930s and what we're going through in these past, 5 or 6 years, where life has been so tough for people. And it really helps, not just that, but the rest of the show, too, keep things in perspective, to remember that we have a history as a people and as a country. And that's really what I hope people take away from this program, the idea that this is a place where the only thing that's constant is change. And we are changing again, and our changes are not finished. Yet we cannot change in a positive direction without remembering where we've been.
There's one Walker Evans photo in particular that I've seen on a lot of the promotional material, and it's so striking. Can you describe that photo? It's called The Alabama Tenant Farmer, and it was shot in 1936. Can you describe that for our listeners?
This is a man, I'd say, looks to be about 35, maybe 40. Short brown hair. He's wearing might be homespun shirt, overalls. And you see him from the waist up, and what you see in his face is fatigue. You see exhaustion. You see struggle. You also see hope. And one of the interesting parts about the show is, as you look at this man's face, there's another image of him and his daughter. And seeing them both, seeing the picture of him and his daughter, you realize what an impression that event had, not just on him, but on his daughter, his future. Well, his daughter was our mother. So this is the succession of generations. This is the kind of context this show puts these images in and our experience in.
Neil Conan, thank you.
My pleasure.